100 bands for a kilo, nigga.
I ain't been asleep in a couple days. I did follow them with the other way. All of these hoes be in my face. What would he hold the other day? I seen my grandmama pass away. I didn't like school, I didn't graduate. I had to try to have better days. In the streets, I got a good face.
I ain't going back and forth, no nigga by no bitch.
I ain't going back and forth.
I ain't gonna hate on no nigga on his shit.
I ain't gonna hate.
I'ma stay down in these streets till I'm rich.
I did follow them with the other way. All of these hoes be in my face. What would he hold the other day? I seen my grandmama pass away. I didn't like school, I didn't graduate. I had to try to have better days. In the streets, I got a good face.
I ain't going back and forth, no nigga by no bitch.
I ain't going back and forth.
I ain't gonna hate on no nigga on his shit.
I ain't gonna hate.
I'ma stay down in these streets till I'm rich. Get your own bag, they don't gotta front you shit. If you a street nigga, go and get some life insurance. Fuck it. Ain't got enough endurance. I had a couple niggas try to hold me back. They tried to run me, thought they were gonna get the sex. Why you hate to see another nigga with a bag?
Why?
Is it cause you broke, then why your ass always mad? If I fuck, I never tell on the bitch.
I never tell.
I borrow, need no scale for this shit. She gon' tell me up every time you make her mad. She say you like a son, but I'm more like a dad.
Call me dad.
I been around that magic carpet like a lamb. The shooter still free, his jaw was outstanding. Where you been, bro, you going
hey, where you been?
Got my hand, we ain't cool, you know we ain't free. Swapping hoes out with my cousin Leroy. Yeah, we cool, but I'm taxing, ain't free.
I ain't been sleeping a couple days, I did follow them with the other way. All of these hoes be in my face. What would he hold the other day? I seen my grandmama pass away. I didn't like school, I didn't graduate. I had to try to have better days. In the streets, I got a good face.
I ain't going back and forth, no nigga by no bitch.
I ain't going back and forth.
I ain't gonna hate on no nigga on his shit.
I ain't gonna hate.
I'ma stay down in these streets till I'm rich.
Yep, honey, we are live, darling, gossip and hip hop. We are so excited. What's going on, yes. Yonder?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. How are you doing, sis?
I'm doing good. It's a blessed day. I love to hear. I haven't heard your song in so long.
Oh,
what kind of day
gosh.
It is?
Oh, my gosh. First and foremost, like I always say, people, it is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I don't care.
Yes.
Okay. When it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, people just know we are feeling good. Thanks to these natural herbs provided by God. You know, Jesus said,
the day after
420. Hey, I'm in a blessed situation where I don't have to report to anyone who's going to urinalysis me. I can move and go and come and please as I do, and that is always, you know, when in a situation like that, that's always a blessing. So I'm happy I ain't got to get piss tested by nobody come Monday morning. Right, when everybody clock in and they got that good 100%, everybody pissing the cup or everybody get their mouth swabbed. tell. Depending on who you work for, you might need to draw your blood drawn. And if you get your blood drawn, you really fucked, okay?
I mean, do you actually know anybody that actually got tests, like, right after 420? I think it was just
Yeah, military.
Oh, really?
And because I used to be, you know, in the military, I'm prior service, a veteran. Yeah, they do that. They wait on 420. They will piss them right the day right after. Everybody got to go to the company. Everybody, 100% urinalysis. Everybody.
That's it. So today is a great day. It's an all ladies panel. Guest Lavish Light. Is Lavish on the line?
Lavishly T. Is she on the line? She on the line, yeah, Gray? Hold on, waiting for our producer to get back with
so
us.
What was you getting into so far this Saturday? This weekend is like gone already.
You know what? Let me tell you. God is sliding through like church shoe all week. Hallelujah. Okay, should have bought a Honda? Yes. Okay. All week. So at this point, at the ending of this week, how I'm feeling right now, the sun is starting to shine towards the ending of the day. So I can't complain.
Honey, we definitely can't do that. I mean, it's been a lot going on. Anybody passing away, that's a sad situation. You have the first President Bush wife pass away. Is it Barbara Bush?
Crazy about it is that nobody had all of this shit to say before this old lady kicked the bucket, okay? Now everybody was talking about she was a drunk. She was an alcoholic.
Barbara Bush was an alcoholic. Ain't that fair? I mean, I guess. What else was she going to do?
Let me tell you something. I mean, she had to deal with, you know, her husband and both her sons. You know, into the politics.
Military and
right. No. They ain't never. We ain't gonna give their ass that much motherfucking credit. You know, they did better than motherfucking. You know, trying. They did better than.
Wait a minute! Remember that footage that came out of the second Bush. And he had, like, that little parachuter or whatever, I thought they was military. So that was, what was he doing in uniform?
You talking about Jeb, the young one?
Yeah.
Or his son?
No,
Bush. They are all in a line.
I don't even know the first. Are they both Georgians?
They are all in a motherfucking line. No, Texas. Child. Girl, look. I feel maybe she has had to endure a lot as the first lady, as a mother, as a grandmother, and also as a great-grandmother. And she's watched generations, you know, whether they walked the same trail as, you know, their fathers or, you know, uncles and so on and so forth. And to just, maybe she needed a beverage or two. She might have needed a couple of shots a fucking day. Barbara had she started to just say no, okay?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, there was a lot of shade amongst that because when she was the big, you know, crusader with the just say no to drugs, and she's the one that's the reason a lot of people was getting locked the hell up at that time period.
She
was all in the street, honey, just locking up the Negroes, all that. I knew her plan.
She ran the campaign. She funded the campaign. Okay, she said, this is my baby, and he ain't going to have shit to do with it. Just say no. That became everybody's motherfucking answer to every single thing that anyone considered to be harmful as far as drugs go, to include weed. I don't know why.
But you know where they get the drugs from. They talking about that heroin. that they got when they was over there in Vietnam, because I think that's what they was over there for. That's when heroin popped up all of a sudden when they was coming overseas. And just come from the hood. The niggas wasn't making up coke and heroin and shit. That was coming from over there.
It came from many places in Asia. It came from many places in South America. It came from many places in Central America. It's predominant in so many other places. But at the end of the day, you can't come out and say, oh, yeah, well, we paid somebody who we quote unquote, we didn't pay them to do nothing. We didn't have nothing to do with it and all this other shit. You know,
right?
Everything comes back full circle because it's an investment, period, point blank. We're going to pay for it to get here. You know, we're going to confiscate some of it. But the most part of it is going to be fucking let out by whoever pay out the best to certain motherfucking governments, to certain people within certain seats. As a representative, as a congressman, as a senator, as anyone who holds, you know, a position where they can actually enforce a change within the economy, like, dude, she took that shit and she ran with it, and people, the government just goes back and reinvests in it, same way as always. They say, okay, if you bring it here and we get it, then we got to take it. But guess what? Half of that gets taken, you think it just stays in the custody? Think really all of that shit gets burnt? Like, nah.
Let me tell you something. I know for a fact that everything that Barbara Bush and Miss Jenna Bush, okay, Bush daughters, you can't tell me they ain't taste a drug or taste a roofie or some kind of cocaine.
I feel like
carrying.
At one time they've done everything, but the only thing that they could possibly really do to conceal, for the most part, especially if they had to be in the daylight, in the front light, it had to be able to, maybe they needed a couple shots of some shit, you know? Maybe they took a couple shots of some good whiskey, some bourbon, you know what I'm saying? They then got somebody make them some hooch. You know, they fucking some shit up.
Well, you know, Barbara was all about her bourbon.
They got the exclusive, okay? They got that shit that is there and make your motherfucking throat want to jump out your mouth, no?
We're going to just call her Barbara Bourbon, okay?
Okay.
Barbara wasn't playing. She said say no to drugs, but never to alcohol, okay?
Hello.
Hello. We live for it. So what is, did you know that this little mini-me person, mini-me died? Mini-me.
Man, girl, before we go ahead and get into the little mini-me guy, let's go ahead and take a break and get into Cardi B. Be careful.
Be careful. Be careful, me. Yes.
Look, I wanna get married like the Curry, Steph and Aisha shit, but we more like Belly, Tommy and Keisha shit. Gave you TLC, you wanna creep and shit. Pulled out my whole heart to a piece of shit. Man, I thought you would've learned your lesson about liking pictures, not returning texts. I guess it's fine, man, I get the message. You still stutter after certain questions. You keep in contact with certain exes. Do you though? Trust me, nigga, it's cool though. Said that you was working, but you out here chasing culo and full size, chilling poolside, living two lives. I could've did what you did to me to you a few times, but if I did decide to lie, find a nigga, fuck him, suck his dick, you would've been pissed. But that's not my MO. I'm not that type of bitch. And karma for you is gonna be who you end up with. Don't make me sick, nigga. I adore. I gave you everything, was mine is yours. I want you to live your life, of course. But I hope you get what you're dying for. Be careful with me. Do you know what you're doing? Whose feelings that you're hurting and bruising? You won't gain the whole world, but is it worth the girl that you're losing? Be careful with me. Yeah, it's not a threat, it's a warning. Be careful with me. Yeah. My heart is like a package with a fragile label on it. Be careful with me. guess you acting out now. You got an audience. Tell me where your mind is. Drop a pin. What's the coordinates? You might have a fortune, but you lose me. You still gonna be misfortunate, nigga. Tell me, this love's got you this fucked up in the head. You want some random bitch up in your bed? She don't even know your middle name. Watch her, cause she might steal your chain. You don't want someone who love you instead? I guess not, though. It's blame, disrespect. You nothing like the nigga I met. Talk to me crazy and you quick to forget. You even got me tripping. You got me looking in the mirror different. Thinking I'm flawed because you inconsistent. Between a rock and a hard place, the mud and the dirt is gone. Hurt me to hate you, but loving you's worse. It all stopped so abrupt. You started switching it up. Teach me to be like you so I cannot give a fuck. Free to mess with someone else. I wish these feelings can melt. If you don't care about a thing, it's such your motherfucking self.
Man, baby, I adore. I gave you everything, was mine is yours. I want you to live your life, of course. But I hope you get what you're dying for. Be careful with me. Do you know what you're doing? Who's feeling that you're hurting and bruising? You won't gain the whole world, but is it worth the girl that you're losing? Be careful with me. Yeah, it's not a threat, it's a warning. Be careful. Yeah. My heart is like a package with a fragile label on it. Be careful with me.
Yes, honey. Cardi B, be careful. The number one female rapper of the moment, darling. She's killing the chart, slaying now. Unlike any other, honey, there's no girls that have ever done it like a Cardi B girl with a chart slaying it. You have a rap girl that just totally killed Beyonce's record. It's sickening. Are we back?
Man, look, man, look, right now Cardi B is definitely doing her thing. It's just one thing after another, after another, after another, and it's just nothing but Cardi B is just putting in the work, and all her work is paying off, you know what I mean? You know, you got a lot of people, you do have people out there who criticize her for having a ghostwriter or for hopping on other, you know, other celebrity beats, so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, everybody make their money how they make their money. You know what I mean? Some people may not like how one person presents themselves and may like how somebody else does, so on and so forth. At the end of the day, she took the opportunity that was given to her on that Love and Hip Hop platform, and she used it and made it work for her, okay?
Right.
You don't have a lot of people who are making it work for them on that type of level. You know, you got K. Michelle also, who came off of a Love and Hip Hop, you know, platform, that having her stay or remain in a mediocre, you know, surrounding, it's like she was able to progress and grow from it. So it's definitely awesome to see females utilize a platform that doesn't necessarily bring them out in the best light because of all of the drama within, you know, within certain scenes or between certain people. But it's awesome to see females come up and move past that and be able to just get the fuck out of that situation and be a better person, be a better artist, and show it.
Y'all, what's going on?
What is going on?
Oh, is that Lucy?
Yo, it's Genuine Beauty. What's good? What's popping?
Oh, what's
going
baby?
On, lady?
Girl, you better come on and push on through Miss Motherfucking Genuine Beauty, bitch.
How you?
Girl, ain't nothing but, honey, we was talking about Cardi B, but speaking of B's, Mel B, you know, from Spice Girls, honey, mm-hmm. her ex-husband, Stephen Belafonte, is saying that she is a craving cocaine addict. Yes, honey, they said she's selling clothes, she's selling earrings. I don't know. Now, mind you, this is what her ex-husband saying, so it could be all lies. But
you know what's funny? It's a lot of these artists pick up habits, you know, and it could be a blessing or a curse because you could be actually be a functional addict. I have seen actual functional addicts and still maintain as far as what they need to do on a 9-to-5 daily basis. Like I've known not to shame her, but she was a functional crackhead and she owned about like 3 different businesses.
That's so true.
So, you know,
and especially in this business, you know, it's a lot of things you got to deal with. People need some ways of coping with it, I guess. So they go from the crack or the alcohol or the crystal meth or the weed or the pills and the lean. It's a mess.
Right.
Yeah.
So it just seems like people get, you know, once they're exposed to a certain type of environment that they were just dreaming about, now all of a sudden they're in this environment that they seen on TV, that they, you know, just dream to just be a part of, and they allow their environment to cloud, you know, their vision.
I wouldn't say necessarily your environment. I would say, your environment plays a part as far as how you be per se as in life, but more importantly, your circle really affects how you really be, because I, no shade, but I was growing up in a rich suburban area and I wanted to explore, you know, the hood qualities because I felt like I don't want anything handed out to me. So I experienced on my own with other certain affiliates. It's like a give and take situation with everything that you do. It's not just, it's from your upbringing, it's from where you was raised at. It could be your circle that you grew up at, because I didn't see a lot of, it just depends on the person, really, and more importantly, your circle, because I didn't see people, everybody, you know, like statistics say, oh, people come for the hood is going to be a gangbanger or next drug person or the next person is going to be on Section 8, blase, blase. But I know people from actually the hood who actually has a college degree and made it out. So it's like, you know, mom and dad gave us the reason just to learn as far as, oh, the right reason and the wrong reason. That ups to you as far as an individual person, whether or not what you got it right. Only a person can tell you so much a thing, but your actions speak a lot more than yourself than anything else. But more importantly, a lot of conflicts that we do in life is really around behind your circle.
Mm-hmm. That's
true.
You're right. The people you're around.
Absolutely. If you have a tight circle, if you have the right circle, and we're talking about people who are encouraging you to be a better person, who are encouraging you, you know, all around, not just, okay, I want you to be a better person just because I'm your friend and I know you're going to be, you know, look out for me. Like, no, people who genuinely care about you, your well-being, and want to see nothing but success for you, genuinely, period. I think those type of people will definitely influence once you are exposed to, you know, A-list celebrities on a daily basis, when you're, you know, invited to all of these different events where you're placed in these situations where you can make a very bad decision very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I agree.
Behind closed doors. So the people behind you definitely influence what direction you take. Because if these people are influencing you to be focused and to stay focused, you're not going to let those type of things draw you back from being where you want to be in life, in this, you know, in this business. So you can go left really quick if you don't have, you know, the right people around you encouraging you to do and be a better person all the way around.
We can pick
and a lot of people are like, my driven is mostly independency in dealing with pride issues. I ain't gonna lie, because I'm kind of loose cannon at times, but you know, being that raised behind that dominant alpha female that my mother raised me to be, you know, I look at everything that happened to me in my life as a lifelong lesson. But I'm kind of glad I wasn't dumbfounded behind the street smarts, but a little bit more in the book smarts, because sometimes you need a little bit of both. Now, especially in this world now, you need kind of a little bit of both to actually survive. Because God forbid,
we're going to pick back up on that, Genuine. We got Genuine Beauty in the building, honey. This is Gossip and Hip Hop. We ready to take a break. We ready to play, is it Rallo?
Rallo.
Darling. Yeah, we here.
Hey, I'm about to win this trending freestyle challenge, right?
Yeah.
But y'all can say that pussy ass nigga, he can keep it verse. I don't want
well.
It. You about to get batted by a nigga with a squeaky voice, nigga. You trending.
Woo.
You better not let me catch you slipping.
What time I do that line, man?
We might just beat you out that Fendi.
Might just beat that nigga head out.
Bro, being real don't cost a penny.
Shit don't cost shit, though.
These niggas hoes, that shit ridiculous.
You know you're a hoe, nigga.
Bro, where you from? Them niggas killing. So really, you can't be from me.
Oh, shit, pop shit.
Yeah. I'm on some ball shit.
Woo.
Pulled up to the show.
What money bag?
What? He done got lost quick.
Damn.
You can ask every nigga in Orlando.
What?
Money bag, you a hoe.
What
ask anyone you know.
You,
they'll tell you about the show.
Yeah.
We had a show, he didn't walk in the door. He had some pressure I didn't even know. Only fake niggas come get exposed. You ain't street niggas, stay out the road. Play with the bomb and we gon' explode. You don't wanna see them off at your door. But I thought you was a real nigga.
Yeah.
You tried to pay. Not to steal, nigga.
Damn.
Fuck you and everything you got.
You
want smoke and we gon' fan it out.
Damn.
You want war, you better plan it out.
What?
I got choppers that I'm handing out.
Damn.
I thought you were just like me.
Damn.
Nigga, you ain't like me.
No.
You can have 100 million followers, but you don't have rank like me. You trending.
Woo.
You better not let me catch you slipping.
What time I do that line, man?
We might just beat you out there, Fendi. Bro, being real don't cost a penny. These niggas hoes, that shit ridiculous. Bro, where you from? Them niggas killing. So really, you can't be
that money
Memphis.
You getting that shit to me.
No.
Your boss can go get a brick for me.
Yeah. I built my hood off of dog food. Rallo the really made history.
Yeah.
Fuck every nigga that disagree. Shoot the bitch up like I'm Pistol Pete.
Yeah.
I ain't you a nigga, you ain't me.
No.
You don't see no nigga fiend me.
No.
Why you leave that for CMG? Cause nigga, you ain't got no loyalty. We always see niggas buy you shit.
Damn.
You ain't seen no niggas spoil you me.
No.
Shout out to all of my Haitian niggas.
Ooh.
You know them niggas my zoes.
Yeah.
They come to all of my shows.
Yeah.
I treat them niggas like the bros.
Yeah.
Tell them folks to free Jack, boy.
Nice.
I know he ain't like a fat boy.
Yeah.
PJ told me that nigga was soft.
Yeah.
Why the fuck that nigga at her?
Ah.
I put the card.
Yeah.
Boy, you a hoe. Boy, a good rapper.
Yeah.
And I'm in the streets.
What?
And we don't really fuck with too many rappers.
Rapping
you trending.
Woo.
You better not let me catch you slipping.
What time I do that line, man?
We might just beat you out there, Fendi. Bro, being real don't cost a penny.
Shit don't cost shit, though.
These niggas hoes, that shit ridiculous.
You know you're a hoe, nigga.
Bro, where you from? Them niggas killing.
Them niggas killing now.
So really, you can't be from Memphis. Hey, dog.
Hey.
I been sending packs down in Memphis all my motherfucking life, nigga.
Rallo gang.
And it's a real nigga down there, dog.
Paper
you don't act like one of them.
You from
another motherfucking Memphis, boy.
Memphis in the motherfucking other country or some
and
shit.
Before y'all pussy ass fan right on my shit, I just want to tell you one thing. Fuck ya!
Yes, darling.
Okay. I see you.
How do you pronounce that last name again?
I ain't able to lie, but that type of track made me want to go ride out real quick.
Okay. That sounds like a Genuine Beauty collaboration, child.
I'm dead.
Did you ever send your new record into the station? Because you got this.
Yeah, I sure did.
Hold up. Now. I just want to go
introduce Miss Lavishly T on the line.
What's up, man? Y'all know what this is. Queen of the East. I'm here. What's good?
Oh, my God.
We
thank
here.
Thank you so much for calling, and we really appreciate it. How you been?
You know it. You know it. I'm doing good. How y'all feeling?
We are feeling great. What's been going on? I see that you got you recently been working on the video and everything. Did it not just drop, if I'm not mistaken? Will a song just drop, bitch? One, I'm just all over the place right now. Just let's start. Let me start from the beginning. Let the viewers know who are and where you are from.
Queen of the East, I'm from East Atlanta. Y'all know what it is. Kendall Road, the Flat Shows.
Atlanta, the building.
Okay, ACS, playing up. That's what's up.
Let's go ahead and start with out. That video came out, the song came out, the video came out. It went viral. It went crazy. Everybody was like,
crazy.
You killed it.
Appreciate it, man.
Great record and great video.
Awesome. So let's talk a little more about the lyrics, because if you listen to it, it's like, you know, like you don't want to be bothered. So definitely let us know the influence behind that song.
Man, the information behind that song, man, what influenced me to make that song, really, I came in with NBA Youngboy, and goddamn, he wanted a challenge or whatever for a yacht party, so I just did a little remix to the NBA outside of that or whatever, and that just went viral. They wanted me to finish that shit, so I just finished it, and then it just went viral. I don't know, that bitch just went crazy.
Like, everybody, like, who is she? Who is she? And I was like, who is she? So I definitely went out and did my homework and looked more into you. And it's just like, yo, I really love the message that you're spreading. I really love the image that you have, because you're not one of the up and coming female artists who barely have clothes. In your videos, like, you like, yo, I don't gotta take my clothes off. I don't gotta be half ass naked to show that I got talent. So that's something that I definitely appreciate behind you as an artist. So it's like, on a regular day basis, who is T? Is T like, hey, I wake and bake, you know what I mean? Get up, do what I gotta do. Like, what is a regular, average day in T's world?
Man, look, man, T life, man. I wake up and I get on this grind. I do what I gotta do with this music, man. I put my all into this shit. Hey, luckily, I just stopped smoking before 420, so you know what I'm saying? I don't even smoke no more, so that ain't no influence. But this music, my family, man, that's what encouraged me to do what I do.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And you know what? A lot of people's family are their prime supporters. And some people don't have their families in their corners. So,
right.
You know, Genuine, I believe you was going to say something.
Nah. She just remind me of old school Gangsta Boo. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, you know, she had that sex appeal, but she ain't had to show her skin. You feel me? She showed the gangsterness queen of herself. That's
right.
What Shorty Girl remind me of, old school Gangsta Boo.
That's
well, let's
up.
Get into this record. We want to play Loyalty. So we got Live Lavishly T up in y'all, darling.
Let's do that shit.
Hey, real loyalty
with me, y'all know what's going on, man. I do nothing but loyalty, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
L-Y-A-L-T-Y-A, that loyalty.
That's the one I'm saying.
L-Y-A-L-T-Y-A, that loyalty.
hustling to save. Do shit my own way. That loyalty. 50 young and I'm a slightly thuggy. Cause I ain't never ever whip a name. Know how to play the motherfucking game. Or get hit with the fucking blame. I never did it for the fucking fame. I never cared about my fucking name. I'm coming through doing my own thing. You tryna hang on, I with it. You were ill for the ticket. I'm reaching, I'm getting it. You hide it, you screeching. Stop playing, you see it. Hot thing, I'm steaming. Look out, I'm speeding. Loyalty, I'm all with it. You can never say I treat you different. You was everything I was missing. But fuck it, I'm tripping. Let me get back to my pimping. Daddy taught me how to get it. Don't fuck with lame, it's a sickness. I'm slipping, been on my feelings. I'ma wrap it up cause I'm gifted. Yeah, they know when tea is in the building. Yeah, I'm up my cousin nigga. See, I was ready with them hills. So it was hard not to let up. But that's the shit that taught me better. Now sunny niggas all fed up. These bitches too, they give me heads up. Goddamn, bitch, let up. I could never sit later. Fuck around for a come up. I'm harder than that, he got a chin up. If he say he love me, better know it. Fuck that, he better show it. I'm rocking out with the loafers. Yeah, I'm trying all models. No playing around, what's the hold up? I've been waiting for a minute. I ain't know it till I did it. Now it's looking all different. Now they want me to win it. And I'm coming to get it. Taking everything with it. East Atlanta, we in it. Yeah, I'm ready to get it. Whoa.
Yeah, that was a dope record.
None but facts in that one.
Definitely very relatable.
I do have a question for Queen of the East. It's dealing with music. So sis, what in the next 3 years? What do you consider your career going to be? As far as what do you expect yourself in the next 3 years? As far as like to accomplish in your music career.
Man, next 3 years, I see myself being a millionaire, no lie. I see my shit going real big. Man, I just see my shit expanding over the whole world. Like, next 3 years, I'm big. I'm that next thing. That's what I see. That's what I believe in. So that's what it is.
Okay, okay.
That's what's up. But you know what, sis? Never forget to invest your money. Never, ever. Forget to smartly invest your money because
you see
a lot of people, you know, get up in life and because they make the wrong moves, because they make the wrong, you know, they may do something wrong where most of their money come from. They don't got nothing to fall back on.
Exactly.
They don't got nothing
exactly.
To help them
be back. Too much into their own, that fame. I ain't in it for the fame. I'm in it for my family, man. I'm in it to make my folks big. I'm in it to take this shit real far. I ain't trying to look for no attention or none of that shit. So this is just where I'm at with it, man. I ain't with it for no fame.
And you know what? It's so, it, you can hear it in your music. You can hear people who just doing it for the money. And people who really got a passion for it. You can hear the difference in the music. You can hear it.
Most definitely.
So what do you have you working on right now? What's next for Lavish?
Man, what's next for Lavish T, man? Look, I'm working on my next mixtape right now. I'm pushing Interior. I just dropped a mixtape called Interior. It's doing hella numbers. So I'm pushing that right now. I don't know when I'm going to drop my next mixtape, but it's coming real soon, Fireball on y'all way. So I'm working on that right now.
What's the weather like down in Atlanta? How's the weather today?
Man, what's bipolar?
Right.
Man, I ain't gonna say a lie, man. I don't know what the hell I was thinking moving from the A to move here to New York, man. But this weather up here bipolar too, man. But you talking about it's bipolar back home now?
Man, it's bipolar. I'm coming out. You wake up, it's hot. You go outside with your coat on. You gotta take that motherfucker off, man. It's bipolar. I'm coming out. You don't know where it's gonna be.
I don't know what to do no more. I go outside in fur coats and shit, and then it's just crazy.
Right. I think the whole East Coast line is all fucked up.
For real, man.
I
love Atlanta. I love Atlanta.
It's my city. It came down.
Yeah.
The sun ain't
been out
all day. 5 o'clock, it's bright as shit. It feels good. Like, it's the end of another damn day. Where the fuck you been, son?
Right. For real.
Legend, have you always lived in Atlanta your whole life?
Yes, ma'am. I'm from Atlanta, born and raised, straight from here. I never been nowhere else unless I'm traveling, so I'm from here. Yeah.
Okay.
Atlanta's the hot spot.
What other cities you been at as far as dealing with your music?
Dealing with my music right now, I don't know. It really just started picking off for me. I'm finna hit South Carolina in next month. So I ain't really took it out of my state yet. So I'm finna start doing that now though.
Copy.
So who's your team? Are you managed by anybody? Are you on a label or are you an independent artist?
Yes, ma'am. I'm signed 9F, the label, Nine Figures Entertainment, with my cousin right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing.
So you got a few people behind you. That's dope.
Most definitely. I got to feed my family, man. They behind me, so that's what I'm pressing for.
Is there any female rappers that...
Are you guys looking to remain independent, or are you guys looking to get that major deal from, you know,
distribution.
Right.
I say if a deal come cross board with a major label, man, I take that deal, but I still bring my family with me, you know what I'm saying? But we is independent and we looking for that deal with another label to bring us on. But if they willing to talk good money, man, I'm taking it and I'm bringing my family with me, and that's what it is.
Hey, at the end of the day, somebody got to sit up here and say, hey, look, it may not be what we wanted, but it's going to get us to a point where we're able to do what we want. So,
right.
That's a fact.
Yeah, I just believe it's about believing. Believing in your dream and it'll get what you want.
That inspires you to want to rap, like... What female rappers inspire you or that you looked up to coming up?
It's crazy because, honestly, nothing inspired me with this music. I just so happened, my cousin been doing it for his whole life, and I just so happened to ask him to record me one day. And my family just started liking my music, and I just started going along with it. And I dropped a video on YouTube, and it hit like 2,000. I dropped another video, it hit like 200,000. So I just kept going with it. Nothing really inspired me but myself and my family, to be honest.
Then you got a gift. You got a gift. You can
appreciate it.
Pick it up one day and just be like, hey, let me just try this and offer one video, you know what I mean, for somebody who was just getting into it to get from 2,000 to 200,000. Like, look, you got a talent. Don't let that go to waste.
Right. I ain't letting it go at all, man. I'm in it for the long run.
Good. Because in the next couple years, I want to be able to pick up the phone and be like, T, you kept your word.
Okay. Well, definitely.
Right.
Hey, that's a promise, man. You'll be able to pick up that phone. That's a promise.
All right, bitch.
So we're going to go into break, and I want to play another record, honey. Let's get into another. We got Lavish T on, darling. Gossip and Hip Hop.
Let's get it.
Trying to board the fake. Ain't going outside today. These bitches behave. Trying to wipe my smile away. Having all these shows in. Got me looking all the grades. I'ma work for it every day. Gotta keep my family straight. I remember the time my granddaddy died. That shit broke my heart. You can't see these scars. This shit be the star. They better catch up. This shit ain't no luck. I'm really blessed up. The times I was stuck. Couldn't have for no help. The times I ain't happy. Everybody went left. But soon as I get it, they see in the well. They say I can make it. I'm hoping myself. They say keep it real. That blessing gon' come. Cause everybody know me. They know I'm the one. What about no nigga if he ain't a gun? My bitch stay with me. We all came for none.
Yes, that record is sickening.
I love that record.
What
I tell y'all, I told
you. Yes, that hook is very catchy.
Okay. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, that number in my raps, man. Yeah,
man. So let's talk a little bit more about Asai. You got a lot of deep stuff that you touched on in that song, like. Man, people just up and dipping and leaving and acting like you ain't gonna do shit. You ain't what you doing ain't gonna be about shit. And now all of a sudden, you got those same people coming back. I mean, are you in that particular boat right now?
Man, you done said something then. Like, I'm in that boat right now. Like, man, it's a lot of people that didn't even believe in me before I started dropping all this stuff. And it's like a whole bunch of believers and. It's crazy, like, I put my heart into that track, and it's nothing but facts, man. And people can't do nothing but understand me, so they come around, like, it's crazy.
Yeah, that song is tight. That song is tight. Miss O?
I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm still here, too.
Hey, Lavish, is that you that's singing on them records as well?
Yes, ma'am. That's all me. I write every song. I go in that booth. I put my all work into every song I do. That's my work. That's my words. That's my feelings. That's everything. I write myself. I put it down. That's me.
How many hours you spend yourself time a day in the studio, like a good session? How many hours you usually put in?
I say by if I'm in the studio, man, because I really be, like I live in the studio. I'm not even going to lie. So I'm probably in the studio, man, if I do a song, it'll probably take me about, I don't even know. I be in the studio. I live in the studio. So, I mean, shit.
Okay,
I just be in there recording songs.
Word.
So about a good take, let me put it this way. Instead of screw hours, how many – On an average day, on a good day, how many songs can you develop within a day?
Oh, within a day, I come up with like 3 or 4 songs if I put myself to it. To be honest, like
okay.
To get done straight out, ain't nothing for me to do no song honestly. Cause honestly, I don't doubt myself for nothing. So, like when it come to anything, I feel like I could do anything. So shit, if I gotta get 5 songs done in a day, I'm gonna get it done.
Nah, that's
so.
Before we go, I want to let everybody know what your social media handles.
Right, because with no shade, I'm going to have to hit her up for the young collab, though.
Well, honey, let me get my collab first, darling, because I need a singer, and I love her voice, okay?
Appreciate
it. Where can everybody find you at?
That's love, man. Y'all can find me on every social media, Lavish T, double Y's with a T-E-E at the end, Lavish T, on Instagram, Twitter, all that. That's what I am. Y'all go follow me.
You That's also awesome. On YouTube, and you got your Twitter?
Yeah, YouTube,
you on
Twitter. Twitter, I'm T-E-E underscore soul 9 F-E, S-O number 9 F-E. On YouTube, I'm T Loyalty, T-E-E. The regular loyalty, you can find me. All the rest of the videos will pop up.
Thank you so much for coming on. I know time is always of the essence. Anytime you got something dropping, anything new you ever want to come on, just holler at us, let us know. We always got time. And we definitely
let me know when you're in New York, too, since I got you.
Most definitely. I'll let you know when I'm in your city, man. Y'all look out for me.
Definitely. I think everybody that's been tuning in and listening, definitely shout out to Jamin Beauty. Shout out to my co-host Jersey, and y'all have a great weekend. We so out.
All right. Y'all be good. I appreciate y'all.
Hey yo, look like I'm going for a swim. Dunk on him, now I'm swinging off the rim. Can't coming off the bench while I'm coming off the court fully drenched. Here goes some hater rain, get your thirst quenched. Sal doing him in this Burberry trench. These birds copy every word, every inch. But gang gang got the hammer and the wrench. I pull up and I quit a milli off the lot. Oh, now she trying to be friends like I forgot. Show off my diamonds like a sign by the rock. Ain't pushing out his baby telly by the rock. Ayo, I been on, you been con. Bentley pins on, Fendi prints on. I mean, I been song. X-Men been formed. He keep on dialing Nikki like the Prince song. I been on, you been con. Bentley pins on, Fendi prints on. Ayo, I been off, Lara been crop. Place they tongue lee, drop the bins off. Oh, I get it. They painted me out to be the bad guy. Well, it's the last time you wanna see a bad guy do the rap game like me. I went and caught the chopsticks. Put it in my bun just to pop. I'm always in the top. Box seats, stop the gossip. How many of them could've did it with finesse? Now everybody like she really is the best. You play checkers, couldn't beat me playing chess. Now I'm about to turn around and beat my chest. Just King Kong, yes, just King Kong. Just King Kong, this is King Kong. Chinese ink on, Siamese links on. Call me 2 Chainz, name go ding dong. Just King Kong, yes, I'm King Kong.
This is King Kong?
Yes, Miss King Kong. In my kingdom, with my Tim's on.
How many championships?
What? It's rings on. They need rappers like me. They need rappers like me. So they can get on their keyboards and make me the bad guy, Chung-Li. Ayo, I been on, you been con. Bentley pins on, Fendi prints on. I mean, I been thong, X-Men been thong.